Halos ner tamid. The command is halait the ner tamid. The only problem is we're just not sure what the word tamid means. Machlekes is harishah, machlekes the mafarsh ben chumash, how to translate this word in this context, and really machlekes in lomdus and halacha, just what the mitzvah halachas and menorah look like. The Rashi in this week's parasha writes halos ner tamid. The word tamid often in chumash doesn't mean every single moment. The word tamid means every day. As long as you do something every day, that's called tamid. Rashi gives Moshul Mal David Dama, the Parshas HaTamid, which happens also to appear in this week's Parsha, appears in Parshas Pinchas and in Parshas Tetzaveh. There's a mitzvah, Sekeves Echatasa Bakir, that's called the Oilas Tamid. You don't bring a Korban Tamid every second. Every second of the Beis Hamikdash, you bring another Korban Tamid. No, it's a lot of them relaxed. They bring one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And yet it's still called the Oilas Tamid. Why? Tamid, says Rashi, just means there's no break from day to day. Says Rashi, that's the Pshan, the menorah also. The menorah was not lit 24 hours, says Rashi, it was lit every day. Malos near Tamid means you light it every day, that's called Tamid. So other Rishonim, the Rabban, Rambam, a little bit of different nuances, but other Rishonim disagree with Rashi and say, no, Tamid by the menorah means Tamid Mamish, like by the Shulchan. Lechem Tamid Lefanai, Lechem Pinu Lefanai Tamid, according to some Tanoim, means Mamish every second. Machlek is not Tanoim. One Tana says that when the Chacham say when they put the Lechem upon him, onto the Shulchan, so they couldn't take the old lechem off until they put the new lechem on. So they had to have two sets of kehanim. One set of kehanim were taking the lechem off, and the other ones were putting it on. You couldn't leave the shulchan even for a second without lechem upon him. That would be a bittul of lechem panim lefanai tamid. So come some rishonim and say that's what tamid by the menorah means. Also, the menorah was always lit, and if the candles ever went out, you had to relight them. Some rishonim say you had to have lit mamish the entire only the night. Some rishonim say you had to have mamish day and night. Some say only the Ne'er Maravi, all the Ne'er, whatever, different permutations, but all the Rishon will disagree with Rashi, all fundamentally disagreeing with what the word Tamid means. So Tamid, according to Rashi, in this week's Parsha, means every day, never a break, and Tamid, according to other Rishon, means Mamish every second. And the Yemes says, Eilu ve'eilu divrei lekim chayim, but both right, both true. The word Tamid does have different meanings in different contexts, and the question is, what does it mean here by the Menorah? But the concept of Tamid clearly has two different meanings. And in fact, the Gemara highlights this in Maseches Menachos, in discussing another mitzvah of Tamid. There's a word that we have that comes from the word Tamid. What's that word? Amasmid. A person learns Tamid. There's a mitzvah of learning Torah Tamid. Vagisa v'yam v'layla. And the Gemara speaks about two different ways of understanding what this mitzvah is all about. How do you describe what a masmid is? They say that in the Lashon, the Rav Chaim Volozhin would ask him the Feher to get into the yeshiva. He would ask them, what's a masmid? Define what a masmid is. Some different versions of what the correct answer to that question was. So we're supposed to be masmidim, learn about smada. What does it mean to be a masmid? So the answer is there are two different meanings. And there are two different types of masmidim. There are some masmidim of the Rambam's pshat, the Ramban's pshat, mamish every second, all the time, v'gis me hava l'ayla pshut tekim hashmo, they're not involved in other pursuits, they're not involved in other activities, they're mamish yoyim v'layla, sitting in the bismedish shtag in a way. That's one kind of a masbid. There's another kind of a masbid. A masbid is somebody who, for whatever reason, is not doing that, but he's learning every day. He's learning yom v'layla, he's a masbid by yom, he's a masbid v'layla, he never misses. He never misses a day, never misses a night, never misses a shiur, even on Sunday, never misses a night seder. He doesn't miss. He's vagisa v'yom v'layla. During the year, during the break, during the summer, he learns Torah v'yom v'layla. Not 24 hours. He has other commitments, other things that are going on, but he's every day yom v'layla. They both must be. Each one is called a masmid. And in reality, for many of us, there are different times in our life when we're different types of masmidim. There are some tkufas in our lives when many of us had the opportunity to be in Eretz Yisrael. So we, for the most part, at least we were supposed to be, masmid number one. Nothing else was going on. The food was provided for us. There was no reason to go to leave the yeshiva. The laundry was done for us. All right, sometimes a trank a little bit, whatever, but basically you lose a sock here and there, but pretty much our needs were taken care of. We were mamish masmidim, yayin v'layla. But very often, we have other tkupas in our life. Many of us are in school night now. Many of us, some of us have finished school already, some of us are working right now, some of us are married, getting married, whatever the case may be. We have different pulls and different tugs and different things that are going on, and many of them wonderful things, many of them wonderful mitzvahs that we're involved in. But at the end of the day, we're not the masvidim of the Rambam and the Ramban necessarily. Just because a person finds themselves in a situation in life where they may not be, like, you know, that Shana Aleph in Eretz Yisrael, like they may not be that masvid of the Rambam and the Ramban, very often we develop in ourselves this feeling, well, if I'm not sitting and learning 24-7 anyway, if I'm not staggering away, you know, three full sedarim, you know, 12, 14 hours a day, so I'm slacking off anyway, that's what a terrible mistake. That's the source of the problem. Just because a person, for whatever reason, whether justified, not whatever it is not masvid X, doesn't mean he's supposed to be masvid Y. Every Jew is mechuyav to be at least masvid Y. Masvid X depends on situations, on circumstances, but the masvid of every day, Rashi's masvid of Halas Be'at Tamid, that a person is mechuyav to learn Torah by Yom V'Layla, it's like a Pasuk Kumash, like Yisra Yom V'Layla. The person is not permitted to miss, the person has to be constantly involved every day and every night under all circumstances involved in the Torah, that for sure Pashta Tzava is screaming out at us. So even though I know right now we're in the swing of things in terms of the new semester. We're at the third week. How many weeks do we finish already? 3 weeks we already finished. We're almost done already. After the midterm soon. Okay, we're almost done. Before we know it, it'll be Pesach itself. We'll finish the whole semester. How come we go grow? It's minus a few Chazar Shirim, the whole thing is how many weeks? 2 months, the whole Shir. So Rabbi said, we're in the swing of things. The papers are going to start to roll in soon. The tests are going to start to roll in soon. The labs are going to start. There's going to be a lot of things which are going to be tugging at us. Now's the time to stand from us. Now's the time to recommit ourselves to the Halas Ner Tamid. I hope that Kedosh Baruch Hu should give us that Tziad Dishmaya to be able to be involved in the Halas Ner Tamid, each according to his own Krechas, according to his ability. But Tamid, that's a Davar Shavuot. That has to be done. Shabbos. You guys remember, what time we say Sunday at 10:15 Shiur, Monday no Shiur, and Tuesday night the baby Shiur. And every possible